This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. True story. We had an extended family thing the other night. Everybody's vaxxed, and it was really nice to get together. There were burgers and cold beer. But anyway, at one point, my 25-year-old nephew, I think he's 25, he's headed to graduate school this fall, and he looks at me and he says, "Hey, Kai, where do you think the economy's going anyway?" And I said, "Well, inflation, blah, 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 the Fed, yada, 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 pent-up demand and supply chains." Regular listeners among you will know what I said, but I tell you that because there are people who do economic forecasting professionally, and right now, that is a tough line of work. Ellen Zentner is chief U.S. economist at Morgan Stanley, one of those professional economic forecasters. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much harder is it now for you to forecast this economy than it was like a year and a half ago?
Oh, gosh. Can I go above 10?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may.
We had such steady growth in the last cycle that at one point, if we just turned in a forecast for 200,000 in monthly payroll gains, we would have been just about as accurate as any of the fancy statistical models would have been. In this cycle, we've pretty much had to scrap all models. And just try to scrape together forecasts based on anecdotal evidence.
Maybe I'm exaggerating. I don't know. I mean, I have this image of forecasters, obviously you among them, kind of licking your finger and sticking it up and trying to figure out which way the wind blows. What do you look at as you try to, and I guess this is probably a pejorative word with forecasters, as you try to guess what's going to happen? What are you looking at?
It is a lot more complicated than lick your finger and stick it in the air, although sometimes I do make jokes at my own expense. But when models just don't make sense, you have to really go back to the drawing board, almost get out your abacus, to try to figure things out. And so one thing that really helped was media outlets. So last year when the economy was shutting down, we went state by state, scraped the media reports and started putting out estimates that way and in order to get a handle of how many millions of people were losing their jobs.
And I imagine you're also using some of the things we talked about in a story we did on high-frequency data, right? You're using time card data and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is interesting. Whereas we were making baby steps toward adopting daily frequency data before, we sort of were hurtled into adopting it. So using OpenTable to see if people were making bookings to dine out more, how many Google searches for directions were happening. We've really had to adopt almost overnight. And I think it's opened the door to a whole new exciting element for economic forecasting. And importantly, I think something that's going to continue to attract those youngsters that are just now entering the labor force, attract them to the field.
How much, and look, I will say this only because you raised the subject, right? You've been doing this for a while, and you have some experience and you've got a track record. How valuable was it for you to be able to look at something that was completely off the mark in, September of last year or December or even like January, February this year and say, you know what, that doesn't look right and we need to figure out another way to get this data or to figure out what it means?
Yeah, so I think there's that reminder, right, that you can juniorize teams, but when disaster strikes, you need experienced economists on the team that have lived through it. Now, I'm not saying I've lived through a pandemic. I'm not that old, Kai, but but I lived through the financial crisis as a practicing economist, and that was really the first time that models didn't make sense in my practicing years. And having lived through that, then I was able to quickly recognize when the models just were not going to be helpful. And then, of course, having hindsight, we're able to recognize when you were wrong and dig into why you were wrong. And then that's how you build on that as a learning experience for the next crisis.
Ellen Zentner is the chief U.S. economist at Morgan Stanley. Ellen, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.